The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Makis Davov. The Mishnah on Amud Beis discusses another of the fundamental concepts of Eidus and the chilukim between Dine Nefashis and Dine Mamnis, as we'll see in the Gemara. The Mishnah says, "Hayu shnayim roin oisem mechaloin zeh, shnayim roin oisem mechaloin zeh." Two people saw a crime being committed, arayis or ritzicha, whatever the case may be, or any other averu. Roin oisem mechaloin zeh, shnayim roin oisem mechaloin zeh. Reuven and Shimon were standing on this side of a hotel; they saw from this window. Levi and Yehuda were standing by a different side of the hotel; they saw from another window. Echad ma'aser boi be'emtza. And there was only one master in the middle. Bizman shemiktsosin royin elu es elu, hare elu edus. The Gemara explains this halacha that in order to create one kat edus out of the whole group, now you can't just rely on the two edim standing on one side, because the hasra has to be given by the edim. The hasra was given only by the guy standing in the middle. But since the Asra was given by the fellow in the middle, why can't he be mitzarif to the other four Eidim? And then you have a kosher Eidus, and you have a Hasra, to be able to bring the person who committed this crime to justice. The halacha is that if they have a tziruf of miktsosan royin elu as elu, they're considered one kat Eidus. If not, they are considered as being two separate Eiduyois, and therefore they can't be mitzarif to say Eidus together. Another ramification, they're considered one kar edus. If they all were framed as edim zaymim, then you can punish all of them. If only miktsosan, the halacha is that we don't make edim zaymim, achi azumu is kulu. And this is called the halacha of edus miyuchedes, that the edus has to be miyuched, it has to be mitzurv. The definition of a kar edus is when two people said edus together. If it happens to be that Reuven was watching a murder take place in a valley below from mountain A, and Shimon saw it from mountain B, and they have no shaykhis to each other, then they cannot join together thereafter to be considered two kosher edim to be able to give edus in Bezdin keneged Ritzach. The Gemara says, Omer Rav Zutra Batuvia Omer Rav, Minayin Leidus Vichel Shei Psula. The Gemara learns it out of a pasuk, Lo yumas al pi eid echod. And the Gemara explains, as an added drush, that al pi eid echod means, even where there are actually two eidim, but each eid was unto himself an eid echod, the two eidim cannot thereafter be mitzarev to create a kat of two eidim. Later on, in the same Gemara, the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman, eidus miyuchedes ksheiro bedine momenis, tichsiv lo yumas al pi eid echod, Bedine nefoshes hu dein ksheira, avo bedine momenes ksheira. Since the pasuk says lo yumas al pi eid echod, it's only a choymer in the din of lo yumas, in the din of dine nefoshes. But in the din of dine momenes, if Reuven was standing by window A and he saw Pliny borrow $100 from Almoini, and Shimon was standing on the other side of the hotel, and he saw the same halvah take place in the courtyard below, they would be able to come as two Eidim and bring Eidus keneged Pliny, and Pliny would have to pay Almoini the $100. Now, it could be that this is exes hakosuf, but to give this a little more definition and to understand this in light of some of the fundamental principles of Eidus, and the difference between Eid Echod and Trade and Dine Nefashis and Dine Momin, we're going to say over the Hezber of Rabbi Seinu, Reb Chaim Brisker, Reb Shimon Shkop, and their Svarim, how they understand the chiluk between Dine Nefashis and Dine Mominus in this din. In the Mishnah on Vovam and Aleph, on our daf, the Mishnah teaches us this, the din that's learnt out of the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Al pi shnayim edim v'shloish edim. And the Mishnah offers a host of interpretations in this Mishnah, all of which are brought la'alokah. One of these dinim is the din of Nimtza echem mehem korev epasal. We know this halacha, that if three edim come to Bezdin, and the three say edus, Pliny killed Almoini. The halacha is that if one of them was found to be apostolate, either because he was had committed some type of aveiru, which renders him apostolate, or more common, he's a korv to one of the parties involved, either to the retzach or to the nirtzach, or two of the edim are kroivim to each other. The halacha is that not only do we throw out the testimony of the korv or of the apostle, but thereafter, since the whole kar edus was one edus and part of that edus was rendered apostle, the halacha is that the whole edus becomes bottle. The nimtza echmem korv apostle, the whole edus is bottle. Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah, we don't pass in that way, but Taisu says a fundamental point on the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds that this halacha of nimtza echmem korv apostle, kol edusim b'teilo, b'medvam amurim b'dine nefoshes. Avo b'dine mominis tiskaim or edus b'shar. By dine mominis, there's no such din. Again, maybe it's exerza kosov. So it's only by Yumas Ameis. It's only exerza kosov over there. Could be. Rabbi Oimer, which is the opinion that's lalocha, echad dine mominis vechad dine nefoshes. But what's the pshan Rabbi Yossi? Taisu says, on the top of the Omen, on Rabbi Yossi, that the Gemara's drosha of apishnayim or shloisha edim yumas ameis, where the Gemara says the same way, if there were two edim came to Besna and one of them was found to be apostle, obviously we would have to throw out the edus because now there's only one left. Forget about passing the whole kar edus. There's only one ed left. Obviously, it's only an ed echad. You can't create a psak din with ed echad. The same din the Gemara says, since the Torah equates apishnayim or shloisha edim, the same is true by three. Even though there's two kosher edim left, halacha is Nimtza Echemem Korv Apostle, Bottle Kol Edusa. Says Taisus, that's only true by Dine Nefoshes. But by Dine Mominis, the halacha is, we know, it's learned out of Apostle Mishpatim, we learned about this halacha at length in Meseches Bav Metzion, it will be discussed again in Yetz Hashem in Meseches Shavuos, that if a, even though we know that two Edim are necessary to be Moitzi Momin, two Edim come to Bezdin, and say that Reuven owes Shimon money, the halacha is Reuven has to fork that money over. If an Eid Echad comes, Reuven is not chayv the money. However, the halacha is that Reuven has to make a shvur deraisa that he's potter to stand against the edus of the Eid Echad. Eid Echad l'shvur is neman b'dine moment, and we see that there's a tzad moment, because the halacha is that if Reuven does not want to swear, based on the edus of the Eid Echad, we will be Moitzi Mamon from Reuven. Which means inherently, even though you need two Eidim to be Moitzi Mamon, but one Eid has some type of koyach to be Moitzi Mamon, because if he's not contradicted by a Shvur, then his testimony will actually cause a Yitzhoas Mamon from Reuven. You'll give that money to Shimon. Rabbi Seinu taught us that the Eid Echad that's necessary to affect this halacha of being mechayev Reuven to make a shvua to contradict the claim of the Eid Echad is not the regular Eid Echad that we have in the classic halacha of Eid Echad Nem Bisum. Over there, women are neman, ketanim are neman, anybody's neman, even apostle Eidus. The lashon of the Rambam is beduyik, and it's brought that way lahalacha that we need a kosher Eid. The same criteria that apply to two kosher Eidim in every hoitzos momin, Eidim by a chuppah, Dovah Shebe'erva, Dine Nefashis, Malkis, etc., are true of an Eid Echad to be Mechayiv a Shvuas Eid Echad on Reuven, in which he would have to pay if he did not make that Shvu, or if he does not want to make that Shvu. You need an Eid Echad Kosher, which is different than every other Eid Echad in the Torah. What does that mean? The Lashon of the Rambam is Beduyik, when he brings this Halacha, that really what's going on over here is that the Eid Echad is a half a Kat Eidus of two. When we talk about an Eid Echad Nem Bisum, we're not talking about a half of an Eidus of Dovah Shebe'erva. Because Dovah Shebe'erva, you need kosher Eidim. You need Kabbalah says, you need Jewish of Chakira. Masha'en Kain, Eid Echad Nem Bisum is just somebody telling you that you can come eat lunch by him. Masha'en Kain, Eid Echad of Dine Mominis, of being Mechayev Shvua, has to be Neskabel and Bezdin, and his Kashrus has to stand up to the same standards as two Eidim in any other Din in the Torah. Therefore, Taisu says that the halacha of equating Shnayim and Shloisha the same way two Eidim saying Eidus, and thereafter if one Eidus is thrown out because he's Pasul, that thereafter the Eid Echad also become, the other aid, which is kosher, becomes bottled because Eid Echad is not capable of presenting any aidus in Dine Nefoshes or Dine Oinshin, that would be true by Shloisha, says Taisus, Rabbi Yossi held that by Dine Mominis, since the Eid Echad, who's left, is not totally bottled. We don't negate the aidus of the Eid Echad when his fellow aid is thrown out, fellow aidus is thrown out because the other guy was a korv. The aid which is left over, who's a kosher aid, is still enough to be mechayev shvuah, and maybe even to be mechayev mamon. His aidus is not as strong as with coupled together with another aid. Halacha would be that the baldover could make a shvuah against him, which he obviously can't do against two aidim. But it's still an aidus. The aidus is still meskabel. So over there, we don't have the gzeres hakosuv of our pishnayim eshloshim because we never threw out the aidus of the Eid Echad by Dine Mamis. We didn't throw out the aidus of the Eid Echad when the other guy was bottled. We just said that now he's not two aidim, he's only one. Therefore, by three, the halacha will be that we'll get rid of the posel, and there's no gzeres hakosuv telling us that we can't use the leftover aidus of the two to be Moitzi Mamon from Reuven to give to Shimon. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. We don't pass him away la'alocha. The Gemara says that we compare the Nimtza Echamem Karev Apostle Dine Nefoshes to Dine Mominis. But the point is a point. The point is that by Dine Mominis, when we have an Eid Echad, we're not looking at somebody whose Eidus is bottled, Kishol La'atzmoy, until he's together with somebody else. The underlying basis of an Eid Echad by Dine Mominis is his Eidus is kosher Eidus. His koyach is not strong enough to be moitzi mamon completely without somebody else. Therefore, the two eidim have to join up. The ramifications, as far as our din, Rabbi Seinu teaches us, is explaining the din of eidus miuchedes. When we talk about dinei nefoshos, Reuven seeing something from one hotel window, and Shimon seeing something else, and Reuven and Shimon never seeing it together, they're looking from different sides, different angles, and they don't see each other, then Reuven is an aid unto himself. Shimon is an aid unto himself. There's Gzeres HaKosuv. Again, theoretically, we would say, Lamaisa, now you have to wait. Okay. There's Gzeres HaKosuv that says that Reuven is an aid unto himself. Shimon is an aid unto himself. They cannot join together. 1 plus 1 in this case does not equal 2. But that's only when the one Kishol HaAtzmoy is not an aid. By Dinei Mamon is where we just explained that the Eidus in and of himself is an Eidus. Reuven's Eidus is an Eidus. Not as strong, obviously, as two. Shimon's Eidus is an Eidus. Obviously, again, not as strong as two. Therefore, Reuven and Shimon come each one as an aid. When they come to Bezin, they assume the strength of a cat of two Eidim, and they are no longer two Eid Echots. This is how Rabbi Seinu explained the din of Eidus Miuchedes being true by Dine Nefoshes and not by Dine Mamon. It's not Stavak Zez HaKosuv. It's based on an understanding of the role of an Eid Echad in Dine Mamon as opposed to an Eid Echad by Dine Nefoshes. Now, there's a further Chiddush, which is the Gemara of Rabbi Shua ben Korchan, Sanhedrin Daf Lamed, which is true by Dine Mamon and not Dine Nefoshes, which takes this point a step further. The Gemara is mechadish, and it's brought la'alocha, that if an Eid Echad comes and says, I saw a halva, we're plainly borrowed $100 from Almoini. Another Eid comes and says, I saw that plainly bought something from Almoini for $100, and he didn't pay him, so he owes him $100. You could take the $100 mechayiv of the Eidus of Reuven, the $100 Eidus of the Mechayev of Shimon, put them together, and you have two Eidim being Mechayev $100. Now, L'chayev, the stories are different, or if they each one says an Alva, but says on a different day, they're not sois to each other, it's just each one's talking about a different story. This is a further application of the same idea, and this is not true by Dine Nefoshes. What's the pshat? By Dine Nefoshes, the Eidus has to be an Eidus of two Eidim. An Eidus of Eid Echad of Dine Nefoshes is meaningless, it has no validity whatsoever. By Dine Mominis, an Eid Echad is strong enough to be Mechayev Dine Mominis. There's halacha that the Baldover can offset that taina, the Eidus of the Eid Echad, with the Shvuah. Okay. So now that you have two Eidim are strong enough to take away from the Baldover the Koyach that he can make a Shvuah. Be'etzim, the Eid Echad has a Koyach in Dine Mominis. Obviously, this would not be true by Dine Nefoshes. Now, it would be wise to point out that even though we're equating these two halachas, one of Eidus Miuchedes of Reuven seeing from one side of town and Shimon seeing from one side of town the same story, as opposed to Reuven seeing story A and Shimon seeing story B and teaming up together to be Moitzi Mammon from Pliny to give to Almoni, there is a chilik between, even though we're calling both of them the Chiddush that Dine Mammon is Anemon, there is a chilik between the two. In the previous year, we discussed the Din of Achosha, a stalemate between two groups of Edim. What would be the halacha if two Edim would come along and two Edim would be made connected to the story of Reuven? Meaning, say, Reuven came to the Bez and said that on Tuesday, Pliny borrowed from Almoni $100. The next day, Shimon walks in the Bez and says, Pliny bought a chefetz from Almoni and owes him $100. Different story, each one is $100. They get together and they might see $100. What happens if two other Edom, Levi and Yehuda, walk in the Bez and say, the story that Reuven just said, we were there, it never happened. They're makish, they say he's a liar. They were never makish Shimon's story, they were makish Reuven's story. Over there, we would say that Reuven's story is bottle, and now there's no koyach, we don't make a stalemate. We say that the two are stronger than one, and the koyach of Levi and Yehuda's Edus would throw out the testimony of Reuven, because that story of Reuven's is contradicted by Levi and Yehuda, and Shimon's story would still stay intact as an Edus of Meir Echod, and the Baldover, Pliny, would have to swear to counteract the claim of Shimon. But Reuven's testimony is gone. Masha'en Kain, if we were talking about Edus from one window and Edus from another window, without the Gzeis HaKosov of Edus Miuchedis, which does not exist by Dinei Nemominus, as we explained, Lamaisa, now there are two Edim saying on the same story. So if Reuven and Shimon would say, Reuven says, I was standing here and I saw Pliny borrow up $100 from Almoni. Shimon says, I was standing on the other side of town, but I saw the same story, and they get together. Even though that's Edus Miuchedes, if Levi and Yehuda would thereafter come and contradict their story, no, Pliny never borrowed from Almoni $100. If Pliny had already given the money to Almoni, you would not be able to invite the money from Almoni. Because over there you have a classic Trey. It's not two people saying on two different stories. Reuven and Shimon, Seif Kol Seif, are saying on the same story. So Reuven and Shimon's testimony would be contradicted by Levi and Yehuda's testimony in the classic Trey fashion, and the Muchzik wins, in most cases at least. Maybe a tefisa would help, according to some Rishonim. If Almoni grabs money from Pliny, he wouldn't be able to take the money away from Almoni, because Almoni has two Edim on his side. If Pliny is holding on to the money, he wouldn't be able to take the money away from Pliny. Whereas, if, in the case that we just described, if Reuven said on a story of Ahavo, and Shimon said on a different story of Ahavo, or on a story of a Mechira, and two Edim, Levi and Yehuda, contradicted the story of Reuven, we would go to Almoni, take away the money from Almoni, give it back to Pliny, and then we would only deal with Shimon's story. But both of these halach, in principle at least, are based on a fundamental concept of an eid echod b'mamon being a kosher eid, but not enough to be moitzi mamon all the way. I would just point out one more point. We're discussing now the contrast between dinei nefoshes and dinei mamonis. We know there's a halach of dava shebe'erva. So where does that fit in? How would Edus Miuchedes work by Dovah Shebe'erva? If we had Reuven being made that he saw from one part of town that Pliny was Mekadosh Leah, and we had Almoni, and we had Shimon being made from a different part of town that he saw Pliny being Mekadosh Leah, would those two Edim be able to team up? Do we give it to Chaimer of Dinei Nefoshes? The pasuk says Lo Yumas. The way we understand the halacha, even though the chiluk between dinei nefoshes and dinei mamonis is predicated on the lashon of the pasuk being lo yumas, but lefi the reasoning that we just presented, l'cha'ira dinei dovah shebe'erva would have to be in this case dumya to dinei nefoshes. Why? Because since an eid echod has no power and standing of his own din dovah shebe'erva, if an eid echod comes and says that I saw Reuven marry Leah, and Leah now is not allowed to get married to anybody else, that Edus is meaningless. If there are no two Edim, it's meaningless. There's no Shrua, there's no Machayev, there's no need for anybody to present contrary evidence. Therefore, if an Eid Echad is nothing, this exists a cause of Edus Miuchedes, then in order for the two Edus of two to be considered Edus of two, they have to be made together and they have to see each other. And the evidence is that this Chiddush is Mavur in the Taisus and Avov Amidal. Taisus in Divya Maskel Shmuel, the Teich Advan Taisus is Mavur, that there would be a halacha of Edus Miuchedes by Dovah Shebe'ev. Tosis also says, based on the sugya before, there's halach of Mitzachem Emkarev Apostle. We know the famous issue that you have by every chuppah, there's plenty of Krovim standing around watching the marriage ceremony. How are we machshir the Kedushin based on the two Edim if there's another 250 relatives standing right there? The Teretz is, we miyached those two Edim as Edim, and we thereby make that the other 250 people that are watching the chuppah of the Kedushin take place as not being Edim. This is called Edis Miuchedes. We're not going to discuss this now. But Al-Hapanim, the dinim of Dovah Shebe'eva are, in this context at least, akin to dinim nefoshos and not to dinim omnis. Based on the reason we just said, it makes a lot of sense. Dinim omnis, every aid has a potential koyach of his own to be moitzi momen. Therefore, every aidus, every aid is an aid unto his own, of his own right. Mashiach by dinim nefoshos, the two aidim have to be two aidim. Therefore, there's a lot of dinim of aidus miuchedes. And the same would be true by Dovah Shebe'eva.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.